What's the halacha if you make accidentally make a bracha of ha'etz or ha'dama on bread? So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Vav says that a shakal, based on the Gemara Brachos, patters everything, even bread. So in other words, if you make a shakal on bread, that's an easy call, that your yod saying you don't need to make another bracha. What about if you accidentally make a mizonos, though? That the Bir Halacha cites the Nishmas Adam, who says you are yod saying, this is based on the Gemara Nedarim, which says that if someone makes a neder on mazon, then he's usher even in bread. So you see that from there, that the Mishnah actually doesn't say you're usher in bread as well, that would be explicit, but what it says is you're usher in everything except for water and salt. That implying that you are usher on bread, and therefore you see that bread falls under the rubric of mazon, and therefore if you make a mizonos, you are yotze the bracha. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah that you're yotze, though, the question is, can you continue to eat more than one bite? So that, the Igros Moshe, is a big chiddush. Ramosha says that in this case, if you are eating a mizonos, if you are eating bread, but you make a mizonos, and you, after you make the bracha, you stop and say, oh, whoops, you know, before you take a bite. So says Ramosha, you're allowed to take a bite, so that the bracha is not a bracha batala, but at that point you should end your meal, and take a walk, and make a hefsik, or do something to, you know, delineate that your meal is over, and now when you come back, you should make the proper hamotzi, again, make it hamotzi on the bread. Now, the Shvat Yitzchak disagrees in the name of Rabbi Yashiv and says, no, you can continue the meal, you can eat the entire bread, because since we pass in that b'di'evid, the mizonos is fine, then there's no need to make a hefsik. You know, the only time you'd have to make a hefsik is in case of suffik, like we discussed last night. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in general, if you make a mizonos on bread, you are not yotze at all. He says he would have to go back and make a new hamotzi immediately. And he attacks the proof of the Nishmas Adam, which is cited by the Mishnah Berurah, that from the word mazon, because he says if mazon includes everything, we said, everything but salt and water, that means it includes vegetables and includes fruits. And we know that if you make a brand new mizonos, you're not yotze fruits and vegetables. That if you're eating fruits and vegetables and you're making mizonos, it's not yotze. So why should it be yotze bread? Why should it be yotze bread? And so therefore he disagrees completely. So that is mizonos. So in other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you make a mizonos on bread, we said you are yotze b'di'eved, a question we discussed of how much more you're allowed to eat, even though the Aruch Shulchan disagrees on the whole thing. But what about if you accidentally make a ha'etz or a ha'adama on bread? So the Ritva in Maseches Brachos says you're not yotze if you say ha'adama on bread, and presumably ha'etz as well, because the Torah gave bread its own name. It says, Asher miskinus tochal ba'lechem, and not, it's not a pri, it's its own name. And regardless, the bracha itself doesn't call it a fruit. Right? The bracha is amotzi lechem in aretz. And if that's the case, if you say borei pri ha'adama, borei pri ha'etz, you're not yotze. The Aruch HaShulchan codifies this Ritva without citing him by name, but says you're not yotze if you say ha'adama, and presumably ha'etz as well. And it's likely the same reason as mizonos, that it's not a bracha which was instituted to cover everything like shakal, and therefore you are not yotze if you say ha'adama on bread. However, the Nishmas Adam disagrees, and he cites the Kesa Mishnah, who says, efshar, maybe ha'adama paters hamotzi, and the reason being is because bread obviously grows, wheat which grows from the ground. And the Nishmas Adam says he's not even sure why the Kesef Mishnah says efshar, maybe. Of course ha'adama should pater hamotzi, as the pasuk itself calls bread pre ha'adama. So you see that the language of pre and ha'adama referred to bread. So therefore you are yotze b'di'avid according to the Nishmas Adam if you say ha'adama on bread. How do we pass? And so if a steichem, it says, since it's a suffik bracha, slahakel, since it's a suffik bracha, we go hakel, we go leniently, and you're not chozer mevarich, and that's what the Shevet Alevi says as well, and that's what the sefer of Rabbi Badner's English sefer says, it's a suffik if you make a new bracha, and therefore we say suffik bracha slahakel, and you are not chozer umavarich. Now the question is the same true for ha'etz? Is ha'etz the same status that you're not chozer umavarich? So the Kesef Mishnah says you're actually yotze if you make a ha'etz on bread, and this is based because an opinion of the Gemara, which actually says that the Eitz Hadas was a wheat stalk that Adam and Chava ate from. So if it's Eitz Hadas is a wheat stalk, you see that wheat is referred to by the Torah at least is as eitz as a pri, as a fruit, a tree, a fruit tree. So if that's the case, then clearly bria priya eitz should include bread, at least b'di'evet. But here, Nishma Sadam disagrees, because he points out that Gemara over there is not according to everyone, and the Gemara eventually shrugs up that opinion. So according to the Nishmas Adam, who is the one who allowed mizonos and allowed dama b'di'evet on bread, says ha'eitz. No, that's too far, and therefore the Nishmas Adam disagrees and says he would have to be chozer mevarich, and that is in fact of the sefer of the same bracha by Bonner's book Paskins. So to sum up, shakol. If you say accidentally say shakol, it covers on bread. Then your yod say. If you actually say mizonos, accidentally say mizonos on bread, your yod say. Although unclear if you're allowed to finish your meal. But hadama, same thing. You would be b'di'evet yod say. Although I'm assuming Ramosha would say that you also have the same issue. You probably shouldn't finish your meal. Should end your meal. But ha'eitz, if you say ha'eitz on a bread, then you have to go back and make a proper bracha, which would be hamotzi.